American Indian and Alaska Native women still experience the highest rates of violence of any group in the nation, according to a report that came out yesterday. The report covers a project launched in 2002 by the Family Violence Prevention Fund. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
Anamar Javi is co-author of Building Domestic Violence Healthcare Responses, a Promising Practices report. She says domestic violence and sexual assault are linked to many diseases, including arthritis, sexually transmitted infections, ulcers, and even diabetes.
Our goal was both to improve health outcomes for women facing abuse or who may have faced abuse previously. We know that domestic violence can impact your health status many years down the line, even when you're out of that relationship.
Healthcare providers began asking patients about violence in their lives. The percentage of American Indian and Alaska Native women getting screened went from 4% to 48%. Mar Javi says victims who wouldn't go to the police, therapists, or shelters are more open to talking with their healthcare providers.
Our goal is that any woman who goes to their doctor or nurse knows that they can talk to them if domestic violence or sexual assault is ever an issue, or they can go directly to the programs that are available in their community.
In Maine, near the Canadian border, Jane Root is director of the Maliseet Indian Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Program. She experienced the program's effectiveness firsthand. A woman's relative suspected domestic violence was occurring and encouraged the victim to seek help. Nothing changed until a nurse asked her about domestic violence, and the victim did share information about her situation. Root says a counselor then talked with the victim about some steps she could take.
She did, in fact, move forward, file charges against him, left the abusive relationship, got into our transitional housing program, and, you know, went on with her life in a safe way.
More than 100 organizations are taking part in the project, including facilities in Ketchikan, Prince William Sound, Fairbanks, and the Eastern Aleutians. I'm Jacqueline Estes.